Dr. Bernie.
And I'm Dr. Richard.
And Richard, this is our first video podcast. It's weird seeing us on the screen while we're talking.
This is
usually
good.
We're sitting across the table from each other, and now we're sitting...
Very, very close to each other.
Very close.
We're sitting very close to each other.
Very close. So, as we talked about in the first podcast of the new year, we mentioned that we were going to start doing shorter podcasts that really focused on specific questions sent to us from listeners. And so this is our first one. And we're going to try to video record these because they're going to be shorter. And so, you know, record an hour-long podcast on video would be pretty heavy duty. So
I'm excited about this, though. We've been watching other people's podcasts, and some of them are video as well as audio.
Absolutely.
And I like what I'm seeing. So I'm glad we're entering this this arena.
Trying something new. So, so we have our first email, and this email comes from Dave. So I got to figure out how to be able to look close to the camera at the same time that
I'm
reading.
Put it right down here.
So Dave writes, my son is in middle school. He's very disorganized and has been diagnosed with ADHD. He's currently on medications, but is still very disorganized. The primary problem is that he does not write his assignments in his agenda. And so I assume that means that he's not getting everything down that he needs to do at home.
Right.
Do you have any recommendations? Well, Dave, that's a great question because we get that question a lot from parents. And I guess the first thing that we have to mention very briefly is that when a kid with ADHD is placed on medication, the medication does a great job of providing some neurological support for the inattention symptoms and for the hyperactivity symptoms and those kinds of things. But what the medication doesn't do is the medication does not teach any skills.
That's right. It's not an academic intervention, and it doesn't teach a skill. The medication doesn't teach a new skill.
Right.
But from what Dave is asking here is that his son needs to learn how to do this.
Right. Okay. He needs to learn those skills.
Right.
And so what the medication does is the medication makes you available to learn these new skills.
Right.
But we still have to teach the new skills.
Right. Right.
And so as a parent, what that means for you is that you have to service his frontal lobe. You have to be his executive function system.
Mm-hmm.
You have to provide that support for him and teach him the skills that he needs to learn. And so that's your role as a parent of a child with ADHD,
right,
even when he's on medication.
Right. And we've talked about this before, that rather than punishing a child for not using his or her agenda, you have to teach the child how to do that.
Right.
Teaching a new skill rather than punishing some undesirable behavior,
right,
or what we see as an undesirable behavior.
Right. Okay. And you know, as a parent of a kid with ADHD, and as professionals who get to work with kids with ADHD an awful lot, there's a couple things that we would recommend. The first thing is that want to avoid too much punishment for not using the agenda.
Right.
Using an agenda is tough for kids with ADHD because he probably, Dave, you said he's in middle school, but your son probably, honestly, vehemently,
as a country,
believes that he can remember what his homework is, and so to sit down and write it out,
right,
is a lot of work that he probably perceives as unnecessary.
Yeah. I don't need to write it; I can remember this.
Right,
right.
And so he's not going to write it down because he believes he's going to remember it,
right,
and that there's no problem with that. So we have to not fall into the trap of punishing in those situations because certainly it's not his fault. He's probably believing that he can do just fine without the agenda.
Right. And I think what parents need to avoid here is they need to avoid making attributions for why the child isn't using the agenda. Frequently, parents will say, well, he's just being defiant. You know, I've told him 100 times to use the agenda, and if he's not using it, it's because he's being defiant. No, he's not being defiant. It's a habit that he doesn't have. He probably never has kept an agenda. So it's a habit the child has never developed over time, and it's a skill that he doesn't know how to do because he's never done it.
Right. Okay?
So this is a skill deficit, and it's a habit that he needs to build.
Right.
It's not defiance, so don't punish. Right. You know, again, don't punish the child. Let's talk about the behavior.
Right. So there's four recommendations that we're going to talk about for dealing with this issue. The first one is pretty straightforward and is especially helpful if your son has like a 504 plan or something like that at the school. If he has a diagnosis of ADHD and you choose to take that route, you should be able to get him a 504 plan, which will afford him some accommodations and things in the school. One of the accommodations we make in that situation is we recommend checking in with teachers. So at the end of the school day, you know, have him go talk to the guidance counselor, or his last teacher of the day is sort of charged with the task of looking through the agenda to make sure that everything is written down.
Right.
If anything isn't written down, or if there's stuff missing for any particular classroom, then you kind of send the kid back to that classroom to write down what's needed.
So all he has to remember is to see somebody at the end of the day. Remember one thing.
Right.
See somebody at the end of the day. Then everybody can take care of the agenda after that. So instead of remembering all of his subjects, all he has to do is remember to see one teacher, and that'll be a prompt for him to do the agenda, get the assignments written.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's one way to do it. Now, again, you mentioned that your son's in middle school. That recommendation is especially good for elementary school, only because it's the same teacher all day long. It's a little bit more difficult in middle school, primarily because teachers feel at that point that kids should be able to manage these things on their own, and a lot of times they just won't do it.
And many kids can, but some can't. So we're talking about one who can't.
Right. So that's one thing you can try. You can check with the school to see if they will do that. And again, check for 504 plans, see if that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
The second, and the last three recommendations are going to be more specifics to things that he can do himself. One of the things that kids with ADHD avoid vehemently?
Assiduously. It's not a country.
Okay. See, this is what our podcasts are really like. We're going to keep all this in.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
That's fine.
One of the things that kids with ADHD really avoid is writing. Writing is an arduous task that they do not want to do. So, a couple of things that we recommend instead. Many times the teachers will write up on the board what the assignments are, and we'll begin the class by saying, you know, the information is up on the board, write everything down, get everything in your agenda. Again, he's going to remember it in his mind. He's going to remember it, and it's too much of a task to write everything down. So instead of making him write it down, again, you would need to talk with the teacher to make sure that he'd be permitted. But if he has a phone, you know, many kids in middle school now have cell phones, have him take a picture of what's up on the board. Just take the phone up there real quick, snap a quick picture, and then he's got it. He doesn't have to worry about writing anything down. He doesn't have to worry about remembering anything. The picture's there, and then at the end of the day when he gets home, all you have to do is pull up his pictures, and there they are. And he should have, you know, a picture for every class, and that's all he has to remember. In fact, there's been teachers that we've worked with where, you know, we've talked to them about making these recommendations to the students, and the teachers then just make that the rule. So instead of having to write things down, if you have a phone, the teacher will say, if you have your phone, come up and take a picture. If you don't have a phone, you know, write it down in your agenda and go about it that way.
Yeah, because today kids are allowed to have their phones in school. There was a time when they weren't allowed to. This is now possible because kids are allowed to use their phones in school. They're seen as a learning device.
Right.
So let them take advantage of it.
Yeah. So it's an iPhone, iPad, whatever it is. Going along with that, if the teacher won't allow phones out during the day or something like that, usually if they don't allow them out during class, many times kids can have their phones out in between classes. So another strategy to use is most phones nowadays have a voice recorder.
Right.
So you use the voice recorder, and so have your son record what is expected. So, you know, he tells himself, I'm going to remember, I'm going to remember, I'm going to remember. But if he uses the voice recorder, all he has to do is remember it for, you know, the minute that it takes to get out the classroom door, and then he can record it into the phone. And again, then you have sort of a running record of what is going on.
Right.
Right. So you can take a picture of it or do a voice recording for it.
Now, these two strategies will work initially, but as you know, if you have a child with ADHD, the novelty wears off and then they stop doing it.
Right.
So you should anticipate that at some point, even this will stop working. So you have to come up with another strategy. That's right. All you have to do. But keep in mind, and again, it's not because the child is being disobedient. It's just the nature of this disorder that they get bored with things and they stop doing them.
All right. And the last recommendation is actually something that I think is an awesome idea that my son figured out on his own. My son is in he's in high school now, but he hated using the agenda. He has ADHD. He hated using the agenda. He hated writing things down, and the teachers wouldn't let him take pictures and do those things. And so what he started doing was he would text me what he had to do. And so I would get texts periodically throughout the day that just says, you know, hey, remind me to do my biology. Hey, remind me to do my math. And he didn't need to know, because this is the way schools are now, he didn't need to know exactly what the assignment was. All he needed to do was have a reminder that there was math homework, because then he could go on to Pinnacle or he could go on to Canvas or something like that, and he could check to see what was due. It's just he needed the reminder to go and look. And if he didn't text me about something, then he knew in his mind that that means that there was nothing assigned. So he had to just send me the quick text, hey, check math tonight. Remind me to check math tonight. And that's all it was. I would get text messages with PowerPoint presentations attached. I'm like, you know, dude, what are you sending to me? And he says, oh, that's just for me for later on. I just wanted you to remind me. So when you ask me about it later on, it would remind me that I needed to do something with it. So it's really a good tool because, again, a lot of times kids can have that stuff out. Just to send a quick text message says, hey, you know, remind me to check this later.
But what this third or fourth recommendation requires is that you have that kind of a relationship with your child.
Right.
Now, if you've been punitive and you're punishing and you're angry and you damage the relationship with your child, they're not going to be communicating that way with you. They're going to say, well, I'm going to get myself in trouble if I say no. You have to have that kind of gentle, cooperative, collaborative relationship with your child in order for this one to work.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
That's why we'd say don't go banging away at these kids. Don't use a punishment approach, because you're going to damage the relationship and they're not going to want to communicate things like this with you.
Right.
Okay. So be careful.
All right, Dave, I hope that's helpful. For anybody else who's listening, I hope it's helpful. If you have any other questions, please write to us. You can write questions to us on our Facebook page at The Mental Breakdown, or actually, I think that the Facebook page is facebook.com/Dr. Burney. But if you type in The Mental Breakdown, that will come up as well. Send us questions. We check it often, and would love to hear from you and answer any questions that we can that may be helpful for you. You can write a review on iTunes. Mm-hmm. We check those throughout the day.
We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you like. Let us know what we're doing well. Let us know what you'd like for us to do more of. Please communicate with us.
And this being our first video podcast, we'd love to hear what you think about that. I think that
I have to develop a good side. I don't have two bad sides.
You kept reaching and things like that. So
that didn't show up.
Well, it did.
Not on the video.
I was watching.
Not on the video, it didn't.
So let us know what you think about the video podcast. They'll be up on YouTube. We're trying to build up our YouTube channel to include a lot of these things and some of our workshop stuff and everything. So check us out. We're out there in as many places as we can be.
As we should be.
That's right.
Okay.
As many places as we want to be. Right. I guess that's the best way to say it. So, all right. Until next time, I'm Dr. Bernie.
Dr. Richard.
Have a great week. And
great weekend.
A great weekend. And forget to be afraid.
Forget to be afraid. We'll talk more about